speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Well, it's Monday, and it's April the 15th. Does anybody want to talk about reparations? How you feeling, tax slaves? You want to talk about reparations, about real slavery? No, the Democrats are going to keep you focused on a race war. And I think we've seen one of the likely results of this over the weekend. As the media carefully avoided the truth that a black man, he had mental issues, but I'm sure it didn't help to have the kind of racism that we see promoted all the time by the Democrats, by the mainstream media. A black man in a mall in Minnesota runs over, grabs a young white boy, and throws him over the edge. The boy is fighting for his life now. Now, as soon as I heard that some guy throws a child over the edge and they don't know, they're not related and so forth, and then they saw the picture, not of the child, but you saw the picture of the man who threw him over. I told my wife immediately that I believe that it's racially motivated. Now, whether or not it is, don't you think that if the shoe was on the other foot, that the media would say that? They did with Jussie Smollett, didn't they? Immediately. You heard that around the clock. Oh, you know, they put a noose around my neck and I had to walk around with a noose around my neck all day after they left. He wasn't harmed. This boy may die. At the very least, he's going to have some severe health issues the rest of his life. Maybe he's brain damaged. We don't know. He was lying in a pool of blood. His mother was screaming, please pray, please pray, to everybody around. Now, in light of this, how do we countenance these continued demagogic efforts to create a race war by the Democrats? Every candidate in the Democrat Party, every one of them, is pushing reparations. But they don't know exactly how it's going to work because they can't do it. There is no practical way to do it. Not in America. Not hundreds of years later. And yet they continue to use that. We're going to have joining us later in the program Joe Bannister. He was a criminal investigator for the IRS, and they realized that the people he was working for were criminals. He blew the whistle on him. They came after him, and he beat the rap, and he's going to blow some whistles on the IRS today on this program. So stay with us. We're going to be talking to Joe Bannister about that. One of the things that concerned me over the weekend, and I'll just tell you what's coming up. We're going to talk about Julian Assange. We're going to talk about President Trump sending illegals into sanctuary cities. Yes, we're going to unite and embrace the flood now. We're not going to do anything to stop it. We're just going to use it as a political tool, just like President Trump, in my opinion, has reprehensibly used DACA as a political threat all these years. Now he is, and done nothing to stop it. Now he's going to do the same thing with the sanctuary cities. And a lot of the politicians are already saying, oh, that's cool, we can use that. And you believe they can. You better believe it. Because they're going to use these people as part of the census. I've been saying this for weeks. President Trump lets the judicial system, a couple of judges, shut down the citizenship question on the census. Then they're going to get more money, federal money. You will be paying it regardless of whether they're living in your backyard or whether they're living in Nancy Pelosi's backyard. And when I see conservatives jumping up and down saying, ooh, look at this, Trump is so clever, he's using them. Isn't it kind of the same thing we hear with income tax? Oh, look, he's going to raise the taxes of the other people, right? We hear that when both Democrats do it and when Trump does it. And guess what? The taxes get raised on you, don't they? Do you ever win when taxes are... No, the government wins when taxes are raised, because even if they're raising it on your neighbor right now. And of course, they didn't really raise it on Apple or on Amazon. They made out like bandits. But they're going to raise it on your neighbors, the other people that you don't like. And so you're happy about that. Guess what? You're going to find out yours got raised.
You know,
the worst part
about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, April 15th, year of our Lord 2019. It is tax day. Are you feeling free? Are you looking for some reparations? You should, because the real slavery that they don't want you to look at as they build up the race war here in America with sheer demagoguery. The real slavery is what is happening today. And we're going to talk about the fact that the Federal Reserve and the IRS go hand in hand. And we'll be talking later in the program to Joe Bannister, a criminal investigation agent for the IRS, who suddenly realized what was really going on. He realized that he was working for the criminals. Not investigating criminals, but working for the criminals. So he's going to be joining us to talk about his book later today. But I thought it was interesting, the comment that was made by Nigel Farage in the wake of Brexit. And of course, if you understand the history of Brexit and why David Cameron, the conservative, even brought it up for a vote when he didn't want Brexit to happen. The reason he did that was because Nigel Farage with UKIP was bringing in a lot of people that were getting out of the Conservative Party, out of the Tory Party, moving towards him because they wanted sovereignty. And so to stop that, he said, well, we'll put this up to a vote. He never thought that he could lose. Confirmation bias. He loved the European Union so much he couldn't believe that they would lose. Well, they did. He resigned, and then out of all of the candidates that they had to choose from, and they had a half dozen candidates to choose from in the Conservative Party, they picked the single candidate, Theresa May, who did not support Brexit. So just think about that. He's got to leave because he doesn't support Brexit, so they replace him with the one candidate who doesn't support Brexit. Okay, so fast forward a few years after she is delayed, and now has pushed it past the hard deadline, supposedly. The deadline was last Friday. Now they have pushed it to Halloween. She's pushed through legislation saying we can't have a hard exit. We're going to have a deal, even a bad deal, but you can't just get out. And Nigel Farage is now creating another party. He's going to call it the Brexit Party. And he said, we are lions led by donkeys. And I thought, oh, that's good. Nigel Farage is great. He's a great rhetorician. And it's very true. And they're, of course, the symbol of the British or lions, kind of like royalty and so forth. When I saw that led by donkeys, I thought, yeah, we're led by a lot of donkeys here in the United States. That is a symbol, of course, of the Democrat Party. We just call them jackasses, or asses for short. But we're also led by a lot of elephants as well. And just as the symbol of the UK is a lion, symbol of America is an eagle. That's kind of fitting because eagles are known for flying, for soaring. That's associated with freedom, isn't it? Not royalty, but with freedom. It's a great freedom metaphor, the eagle is. And yet, to me, the metaphor is that we are told by the elephants and the asses that control us, we're told that we can't fly because they can't fly. And all of the elephants and asses who follow them around don't want to fly. They really don't want to fly. And if we Listen to them. If we even think that the elephants can fly, then folks, you are the dumbos. If you think that the Republican Party stands for freedom in any way, shape, or form, I'm gonna show you this hour the comments of various Republicans just about freedom of speech as it pertains to Julian Assange. If you really think that the elephants want freedom, we know the Democrats, the asses, don't want freedom. They're begging to weigh us all down with chains so that we can't move. All of you eagles out there who want to soar. They got the chains ready for you. But if you think that the elephants are any different, they're not. They're not. Let's just take a look at taxes, for example, and then we'll talk about the sanctuary city idea that President Trump is talking about. Those two are very much alike, quite frankly. And on this tax day, I want to say to you that if you are, when you celebrate the fact that the taxes are raised in the blue states because as part of this Trump tax plan, he got rid of a lot of tax deductions for state income taxes and that type of thing. You really don't understand the big picture. And you really have bought in, Republicans, many of you have bought into this envy and leveling idea that the Democrats have always bought into. The socialists, the communists, the Democrats have always pushed raising taxes because they never believed that their taxes are going to be raised. The rank-and-file Democrats believed they were going to get free stuff. And it was their neighbor or those rich people that were going to pay the extra taxes. And so they applauded income taxes. They applauded increasing the rates of the income. You still got Democrats out there saying, you know, we got to get back up to the 90% rates and so forth. If you really buy into that, you have just bought into socialism based on envy. The founders of this country, they didn't call it socialism. They didn't pretend that it was somehow scientific. They didn't pretend that it deserved any intellectual respect whatsoever. They just called it leveling. They said everybody, the masses would prefer equality and slavery than to allow the freedom to excel. And so they want to weigh all of you eagles down with chains. And yet, I saw the same attitude in people applauding what President Trump did with his tax move. Raising taxes with any segment ought to be anathema to people who want to see this economy soar. And what we've gotten from President Trump is massive spending, massive debts, and increased taxes on some people in certain parts of the country. If you live in a state where there's a state income tax, you're probably going to see your taxes go up. And many Republicans are out there applauding it, saying, that's genius. That's genius. He's going to penalize the Democrats. And it is a shrewd political move for the short term. But it is not a good move for the long term. And we have also seen that there's absolutely no concern in the Trump administration for what spending is. Spending is the real chain that drags us all down. And so when we see the taxes constantly being ratcheted up, as long as you think they're going to be on somebody else, because, you know, that's the way the income tax is sold to everybody. It was only going to be on the rich, and it was only going to be on income. Income was not defined as wages, not until World War II. But see, everybody had bought into that idea based on the idea that it wasn't going to be them that was going to be taxed. It was going to be the rich guys that paid the taxes. And guess what? Apple doesn't pay taxes, hardly at all. Amazon doesn't pay any taxes. You just had Walmart call out Amazon on that. The big guys always seem to have the loopholes written for them somehow. And so what you get is a tax structure that then bleeds out and metastasizes and taxes the people who thought they were getting away with something, thought they were getting away with theft. They were going to use the government to redistribute money from their neighbor to them or from the rich to them. And I'm telling you, Republicans right now who are cheering the 4D chess that President Trump is doing by saying, oh, we can't stop the border, so we'll send everybody to the sanctuary cities. You know what's going to happen? Those illegal immigrants that he's now going to embrace the flood, and we're going to become the United Sanctuary of America. Those people that he sends to Nancy Pelosi's city are going to bleed out into the countryside. But not before they give more political power and more welfare money to those sanctuary cities and those sanctuary states. Because all those people that he's going to bring in are going to be counted in the census. And the census is going to allocate political power and it's going to allocate welfare money. Now, he could stop the welfare for foreign citizens. Wouldn't that be an easy sell for people? Wouldn't you think? I know the welfare state has been embraced now by the Americans, but do we really embrace already a welfare state for anyone who is a foreign citizen who comes here? They can live off of that? Is that really what we're going to accept now? We'll be right back.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oils is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about what's going on with free speech as well as what's going on with the United Sanctuary States of America. You know, we had Mayor Pete Buttigieg announced his candidacy formally over the weekend. And I find it an interesting comparison, the fact that he's mayor of, they want to tell us it's a mid-sized town, 100,000 people in South Bend, Indiana. Do you know how many illegal aliens came across the border in March that we know of? And of course, that's just the tip of the iceberg, the ones that we know about. 100,000, a little over 100,000, about a little bit more than the population of the mid-sized American town that Buttigieg is mayor of. And that's happening every single month. Every single month. An entire mid-sized American town is coming across the border. Except it's more than that. That's what we know about. So I think this is a crisis. And I'm not on board with laughing about how President Trump is going to put Nancy Pelosi and these other people on a an embarrassing rhetorical way to defend themselves. You really defend it, you know. You got Cher out there saying, "Wait a minute, we're not taking care of the veterans, and we have people sleeping on the streets. Why don't we take care of Americans first?" She's starting to get it, but I don't know how many people are in those areas. Certainly, the politicians don't care. You've got the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. You've got the new black female lesbian mayor who's on deck to come in. She checks all of the boxes except for Muslim, because that would be hard to be Muslim and gay at the same time. But they're working on how to work out that contradiction. I mean, you got a big fight going on within the LGBT between the L's and the T's as well. No problem. Don't pay any attention to that, they say. But she checks all the boxes of identity politics for them. She's also a Marxist, and she's real excited about all the illegal aliens being shipped into them as well. I guess we could call this the Uber sanctuary policy of President Trump. It's not only going to transport them in like they've got a taxi cab direct service to these sanctuary cities, but it's also going something that is even further than these people had hoped. So how is that a victory? I don't see it. We got the mayor of Philadelphia saying the same thing. The politicians don't care, folks, if their towns turn into Detroit. Do we not realize that yet? And most of the people who live in these cities aren't going to understand what's going on. They're too stupid. Are we too stupid in the Republican Party to understand what's going on? How we're being betrayed? Are we as dumb as the people in Detroit? I think so. As I look at everybody laughing about how, oh, Trump, he's got him over the barrel now. No, he doesn't. He's got us over the barrel. I'm looking at this article about Andrew Yang going to campaign via hologram. I thought, why not? Why not? The politicians are so phony, that's about the only way they could get any phonier is to appear as holograms. The lies are that transparent as a hologram. That'd be a perfect metaphor. The hologram candidates. I think Trump should try that as well. Let's talk about what's going on as the First Amendment is burning down and Trump is fiddling around with his political games in Washington. You know, the tweets going from one to the other. I want to play for you the reaction of Meghan McCain, what she has to say about WikiLeaks. Of course, she said at the end of the week last week. I had a lot of guests on Friday, so I didn't get as far into Assange as I wanted to. But I want to play a little clip here of Meghan McCain, of President Trump, of Hillary Clinton, and of Rush Limbaugh, all talking about Julian Assange. And see if you can discern the common thread with all these different clips. Let's go with Meghan McCain first.
What happened with him? That's my
question. So here's the biggest
problem. I hope he rots
problem.
In hell, starting with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, can I weigh in?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Say hello to your dad.
I think that if you have a problem with Julian Assange and what he released in terms of national security, then you need to have a problem with the Pentagon Papers. You need to have a problem with the Panama Papers. You need to have a problem with the Iraq and Afghanistan war logs being released, because those items being released, I think, protected our democracy. And the reason that the Obama administration and Eric Holder decided not to punt, but decided that our Constitution protected Julian Assange is because our Constitution does protect Julian Assange. There's because our Constitution... You can push back after I'm finished speaking. The Constitution protects freedom of the press. It is our First Amendment to the Constitution, because I believe it's our most important amendment. So it is very clear that the Constitution protects information, investigative journalism, even if that information is gotten illegally, even if that information is a matter of national security.
Okay. I think what you said was just straight propaganda, just so we're clear.
Well, if the law is propaganda,
Hang on a second. Hold it right there. Thank you. So the only response from Meghan McCain is that what you just said about the First Amendment is pure propaganda. No, it isn't. It is legal fact. It is history. It is what we have embraced in this country, because if you're going to arrest people because you don't like their content, if you're going to shut down the press because you don't like their content, which is what is happening across this country right now, as the First Amendment is being burned and ripped to shreds right in front of President Trump's eyes, and he does nothing about this, then that is the real propaganda that's out there. But Meghan McCain, of all people, her father, John McCain, the biggest propagandist, the biggest ally and instigator of terror this country has ever seen, openly working with ISIS in Syria, openly working to subvert our Constitution, the War Powers Act. And then she has the audacity to come out against the First Amendment. What has happened here is that WikiLeaks is the publisher of information that was taken by Manning, the whistleblower. It's the same thing that happened with the Pentagon Papers and Daniel Ellsberg. They came after Ellsberg, and he was going to be convicted, but the government did some missteps, so that conviction did not go through. Manning was convicted. Nevertheless, it was the whistleblower. The question was, is the whistleblower going to be convicted? Of course, you know that the people who commit crimes never go to jail. If a whistleblower exposes crimes committed by people working for the government, people like Gina Haspel, who has now been appointed by President Trump as our CIA director. It was John Kiriakou, who I've spoken to multiple times, who exposed the lies of Gina Haspel, the crimes of Gina Haspel. And he went to jail. Not any of the people who did the torture. It was a whistleblower who went to jail. And that always happens. But the people who published that have always been held harmless, because if you don't, we don't have a First Amendment. If you're going to put the publishers of information that's out in the public domain, you're going to say, well, we're going to shut this down, and anybody who publishes this is going to go to jail. That's what they're doing in Australia right now, about people who violated a judge's edict, saying you're not going to tell people about Cardinal Pell's pedophile conviction. And now they're coming after some of the press organizations in Australia for doing just that. We have a First Amendment, however, here. Unless we got people like Meghan McCain and Abby Huntsman, who's there with her on The View.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalists. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodine in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have. The good halogens and what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That was just straight propaganda, just so we're clear.
Well, if the law is propaganda,
they're not First Amendment. He was a cyber terrorist from day one, which is how we got in the situation we're in right now. You released 750,000 classified or sensitive information that put our military at risk, that put our spies at risk, that put our diplomats at risk. And I'm sorry, but Democrats only started caring once it started implicating Hillary Clinton. And I am very consistent on this issue for years. And again, I'm glad. Ecuador.
But can I point out, there is a difference, Sonny, in being a whistleblower and being a straight-up hacker. And what we found out with Assange is he conspired with Russia to meddle.
That's Abby Huntsman. He conspired with Russia. We know that. No, we don't, Abby. As a matter of fact, we know just the opposite. William Binney, former global technical head for the NSA for decades, said, didn't happen. Didn't happen. Couldn't have happened. Take a look at the files. Look at the time it took to transfer these files. Could not have happened. Propagandist Abby Huntsman, who, if you remember, going back to Alex Jones on Piers Morgan, she said, oh, we should just need to take Alex Jones out and shoot him in uniform. Abby Huntsman, daughter of an establishment Republican, a guy who's now an ambassador appointed by President Trump, and Meghan McCain, accusing the other person that was there, I don't know who she was, the actress or celebrity, that was actually telling the truth about the connection between what WikiLeaks is doing and the Pentagon Papers and the Panama Papers and the public's right to know. That, quite frankly, is also the position of Judge Andrew Napolitano, who says Julian Assange is a hero. Judge Napolitano is right. He says, I have to tell you my opinion, Julian Assange is a hero. What he published was truthful information that the American public and the world had a right to know. We have a right to know if people are being murdered in our name. And that's what we saw with that video, collateral murder. I have to correct myself last week. I said, yeah, you can see that's an ambulance there. The cross on the side. No, they don't have crosses on the sides, not in Muslim countries. But it was clear it was an ambulance. They knew it was an ambulance. They knew that you could see the video, same video they're looking at. And you can see these people are carrying cameras when they shot him in the first place. And then they wait for the ambulance to come and they shoot the ambulance up. It's such a common tactic. They even call it the double tap when they do it with the drone strikes. So, yeah, it is a violation of the moral standards that we had as a formerly Christian nation. The standards that we had for going to war and how we fought a war and how we ended a war and when we stopped shooting at people. You don't keep going until they're murdered. But we don't embrace those principles anymore, not in America. And that may be part of the problem. I know that it's part of the problem as to what we're facing right now. So let's go from Meghan McCain and Abby Huntsman to let's do a video clip number two. President Trump, he loved WikiLeaks before, and now he knows nothing at all about them, and it's not his deal. Not his deal. Here's President Trump.
As I was getting off the plane, they were just announcing new WikiLeaks, and I wanted to stay there, but I didn't want to keep you waiting. I didn't want to keep you waiting. Let me run back into the plane and find out.
Boy, I love reading those WikiLeaks.
This WikiLeaks stuff is unbelievable. It tells you the inner heart. You got to read it.
This just came out. WikiLeaks. It's been amazing what's coming out on WikiLeaks.
Did you see another one? Another one came in today. This WikiLeaks is like a treasure trove.
This just came out. This just came out.
WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
That's right. President Trump is right. It does tell you the inner heart, doesn't it? Maybe it also tells you the inner heart of other people besides Hillary.
And I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Not my deal in life. I'm going to let the Attorney General handle it. The department, hands off. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. Nothing at all about that. I know nothing. Yeah, Schultz, as we played that clip on Friday. And then let's take a look at what Hillary has to say. She had some comments about Julian Assange being drug out of the Ecuadorian embassy. Here's Hillary Rotten Clinton.
You have some familiarity with the work of Mr. Assange.
Look at her. She looks like a
couldn't have
deformed supervillain there.
Well, look, I think
that leather jacket is too small for her.
It is clear from the indictment that came out. It's not about punishing journalism. It's about assisting the hacking of the military computer to steal information from the United States government.
She's lying again.
Look, I'll wait and see what happens with the charges and how it proceeds. But, you know, he skipped bail in the UK. You know, Sweden had those charges, which have been dropped in.
Well, that's why they're after him, because he skipped bail.
Years. But the bottom line is
that's why he's being extradited to the U.S.
for what he has done, at least as it's been charged. I do think it's a little ironic that he may be the only foreigner that this administration would welcome to the United States.
Yeah, he has to answer, she said, for what he's done. Well, you know what, Hillary? He already gave us the answers about you. And that's why he's not loved by you. That's why so many people on the left are now accusing him of being a Russian agent, because they wanted to use him to come after President Trump. And this is the bigger picture, folks. Yeah, there's a big picture that has to do with having a free press or not. And that's what is really under attack here. But President Trump needs to understand it's the same method of operation. It's the same people who came after him that are coming after Julian Assange. It seemed like at one point in time he did understand that. But all of the tactics, the honeypot, the salacious sexual allegations to come after somebody. And then the dark state in both the U.S. and the U.K. working together to tell lies, to assassinate character, and to abuse the legal system and our rights. That is all the same strategy that we've seen over and over again. But let's take a look at what, you know, we're looking at all the different people on each side of this. You know, we've got the conservatives now, hate him just like the liberals do. Actually, some of the conservatives have warmed up to him after he started telling us the truth about Hillary Clinton because it was useful. So they didn't want the truth told about our wars, the conservatives did. They were very angry about him when he showed the lies that got us into war, and he showed the information that was given to him about how we were conducting the war in a criminal manner. And at that time, before all the stuff came out about Hillary Clinton, Rush Limbaugh truly hated Julian Assange. Let's play that clip.
How is it that the WikiLeaks guy remains free? Now, I'm sure you've seen the story that the United States government has just seized and shut down 75 domestic websites in America, 75 domains. Because they're guilty of copyright abuse or infringement or some such thing. Now, the WikiLeaks website's international law, so we just can't unilaterally shut the guy down. But, you know, back in the old days when men were men and countries were countries, this guy would die of lead poisoning from a bullet in the brain. And nobody would know who put it there. I mean,
I think we would know, Rush. I think really we would know. Okay, let's hold it right there. That's about as much of that as I can take. That's why I don't call myself a conservative. Because I don't play these partisan games. Folks, you can see that both the establishment left and the establishment right hate Assange because they hate free speech, they hate the free press, they hate the free internet, and they have used these lies to shut down our freedoms, to demonize different individuals. They want to control the narrative. And we're not talking about 75 websites being shut down now. We're talking about 800 media organizations. And the common thread was they opposed foreign wars, the police state, the surveillance state.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, first, conservatives wanted to kill Julian Assange, as you just heard Rush Limbaugh, because he showed criminal actions done by our military-industrial complex. You know, we don't want to talk about foreign wars that we have lies told to get us involved in. We don't want to expose war crimes committed by our side. We don't want to expose torture that's done by our side. So conservatives wanted to kill him. But then he exposed crimes conducted by Hillary Clinton, and that could be very useful politically. So then the conservatives started to embrace Julian Assange. And then the left turned on him. The left used him for their Russian narrative, and still are. And so now what you have is you've got the establishment Democrats, people like Schumer and others, still calling him a Russian, even though the Russian collusion thing has totally collapsed. They're pretending that the Mueller report never happened, and they're continuing on with that narrative, and they need to have Julian Assange to try to sell that lie. And they're playing hardball with that. And then you've got the military-industrial complex that has always wanted to shut down any truth about what they're doing, any transparency about what they're doing, as they look at every single aspect of you and I. Because the military-industrial complex and DARPA and the NSA, they are ultimately the ones behind the creation of both the internet and the social media companies, and putting the people in place that are going to enact the kind of universal surveillance that we already see being done in China. This is done by the U.S. military industrial complex. It's DARPA's internet, and it's the venture capital firms that put in the companies like Facebook and Google. And so everything that you do is going to be available to them. And they don't want you having a say about anything. They don't want you to see what they're doing. They don't want you to say anything about what they're doing or hear anything about what they're doing. And so you have the criminal military industrial establishment, left and right, both parties now coming after Julian Assange. And to do that, they're coming after your free speech, not just your free speech on social media. They're coming after the free press. They're criminalizing the actions that we have always accepted as part of a free society here in America, to criminalize that. And you can see how these people have lined up on either side. And then President Trump is like, I know nothing. I'm not going to get involved in this. I'm just going to, you know, going to ride this thing out. Not going to put his presidency on the line for the Constitution. Not going to happen. Absolutely reprehensible. And so we see Saturday Night Live jumping in on this as well. Because obviously, folks, they are NBC. And that book that Julian Assange was carrying as he left, the book that was done by Gore Vidal, says it all. Says everything about that. As a matter of fact, I was going to talk about this on Friday. The book that he was holding, here's the money quote from that book. The USA belongs to a handful of men who also control the media. Look at General Electric. It produces nuclear weapons for the Pentagon, and it also owns the NBC News cable channel, which is a very sophisticated censure apparatus that is intrinsic to the system. It's pure genius. It's like an electronic cage around the nation, which blocks information from getting through. That was in the book that Julian Assange was holding. Maybe that's why NBC, that he just called out, maybe that's why NBC had their shills at Saturday Night Live mock Julian Assange on their cold opening this weekend. We have the story at InfoWars.com. You can see it. You can actually see the clip. I'm not going to play the clip because they will shut us down if we play their clip. They will assert copyright laws, another tactic for censoring political commentary, which is protected speech under fair use. But don't expect social media or any of the internet companies to respect the law or your free speech or your right to hear and see information, let alone speak it yourself. But I'll tell you what, they had Michael Keaton. They have a prison situation, the cold opening, and people are saying there's prisoners. And then one by one, they bring in some celebrities or bring in one of the actresses that was part of the college admission scandal. Then they bring in somebody pretending that he's Avenatti, the lawyer. And then they bring in, as the grand finale, Michael Keaton, dressed up to look like Julian Assange with a white beard and the hair slicked back. And they make all kinds of personal mockery of Julian Assange. And they have him, you know, they have Michael Keaton because they want somebody who can play the part of being evil and insane at the same time. And he actually says, hey, back off. I attacked the U.S. military because I'm an actual James Bond supervillain. And one of the most interesting things to me is how they portray him as Facebook and Google. At one point, one of the prisoners comes over to him and he goes, I know everything about you. You better shut up or I'm going to dump all this information I've got on you personally. And he starts talking about various things that he had. No, that's Facebook and Google. That's not WikiLeaks. See, that's exactly the opposite of what WikiLeaks did. Facebook and Google collect all the information about you personally and turn it over to the government. WikiLeaks collected all the dirty secrets of the government and turned it over to you, the public. That's why they hate him. That's why they hate the First Amendment. That's why they hate whistleblowers. Because he shows you the dirt on these people that hide behind the veil of national security. And the biggest thing that we ought to take away from all of this stuff that's happened in the last 2 or 3 years is that these people just use national security as a dodge to cover up their criminal actions. If they really cared about national security, Hillary Clinton would be in jail a long time ago. We haven't had anybody that's violated national security like Hillary Clinton did. But she walks free. She demands that Julian Assange answer for telling the truth about people like her. And we know the truth about people like her. And we know the truth about our government. It doesn't stand for individual liberty. It doesn't stand for the Bill of Rights of the Constitution. It stands for the dark secret state and the criminals who run it. That's the sad situation that we're in right now. There is no constitutional difference between WikiLeaks and the New York Times, says Alan Dershowitz. Same things I said on Thursday. We established the principle that's involved here with the Pentagon Papers going back to 1971. And now we've got the Panama Papers just released. The Pentagon Papers, the ones from 1971. The Panama Papers showed the dirty secrets about the current leader of Ecuador. And of course, what does he do? He literally smears Julian Assange by saying Julian Assange was smearing feces around the around the place. This guy, as I said on Friday, so clean that he launders his money, and he throws these accusations at Julian Assange. The real concern I have is the fact that we have so many people who are conservatives who buy into this QAnon nonsense. Caitlin Johnstone nailed it precisely. She says Trump supporters, many Trump supporters, are hurting Julian Assange, and not just Julian Assange, folks, but the First Amendment, with their 4D chess talk. Don't do anything. Just trust the plan. No matter what President Trump does, no matter how obviously wrong it is, just wait. It's all going to be fine. Don't complain. Don't say anything about it. Don't try to even move President Trump. He knows exactly what he's doing. And you know what? I'm starting to be afraid that that's exactly the case. Really starting to be afraid that that's the case. Folks, if you want to keep free speech alive, it's not just Julian Assange, but it's also InfoWars. We were the first ones to be shut down. And this is spreading, this censorship is being embraced by a lot of people. Don't worry, everything's going to be fine. Yeah, they say. But it keeps getting worse, doesn't it? And if you want to support us, we still have our super spring sale up. We have free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off of some of the InfoWars Life products, 60% off BrainForce Plus, off of DNA Force Plus, off of Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Bodies, our all-natural anti-inflammatory product, turmeric, and many other natural ingredients that work together to help to ease inflammation in a very safe and effective way. All of those, 60% off. We have a minimum of 50% off at the store. So take a look at what we have there. Free shipping. We really do need and appreciate your support. When we come back, we're going to take a look at some of the other things that have been revealed. Just follow the money if you want to know what's going on. It turns out that the IMF is actually a tool of the U.S. military. What a surprise. And so is the Federal Reserve. And we'll explain that when we come back. Stay with us.
Number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
American dream. It's the David Knight Show.
George Galloway, speaking in the United Kingdom, says if Assange is criminalized and incarcerated, you will never be free again. That's true. What he had to say is if Julian Assange is criminalized and incarcerated for revealing the truth about what our rulers are doing and have done, then you might as well deliver yourself behind those walls. You might as well volunteer for a prison cell yourself because you'll no longer be free. And you'll never be free again. We said the same thing when they came after Alex Jones. We said, if you're going to allow them to purge Alex Jones off the internet, off of social media, you won't have any free speech yourself. And that has now been demonstrated over and over again. We saw 800 sites, not all of them Trump supporters, many of them Trump opponents. But they had one thing in common, as I said, they all oppose the military-industrial complex, they oppose the police state, they oppose the surveillance state, and all these sites, right, left, libertarian, 800 of them taken down 2 months to the day after that. You've seen how many individuals, how many of you have been shut off of social media. Because these things are very important precedents that are being established. The banning of Alex Jones, the arrest of Julian Assange, these are things that have implications for each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. It's not just about the free press. It's about the public's free speech as well. And your right to know. Your right to know if the government is committing crimes. And as I said before, the right hates Julian Assange because he revealed war crimes. And he revealed false flags and lies that got us into war. And the left was cool with that. Oh, yeah, you know, even though a lot of the left had applauded the weapons of mass destruction lies and so forth, they were good with that. But then the left hated him when he published the emails of Clinton and Podesta, the DNC. When we saw what had been done in Libya and the emails going back and forth from Hillary Clinton talking about how they were going to do it for the bankers. Remember that? You know, he had Gaddafi, who had at one point in time terrorized people, but that was decades ago. And he wasn't threatening anybody except the bankers because he was flush with gold and silver. He was going to create a hard metal-backed currency. And you can see the emails released by WikiLeaks where the central bankers in the West are saying, we can't have this. We've got to take this guy down. And so because of that, he made enemies on both the left and the right because they don't care about your right to know. They don't care about a system that is based on the rule of law. They don't care about war crimes. All they care about is political power. And for political power, they have to blindfold you, they have to make you deaf, and they have to gag you so that you can't speak. And folks, if we do nothing, that is not an option. And as I was just saying, Caitlin Johnston warns Trump supporters not to go along with this idea, do nothing, just trust the plan. And she writes, the pussy hat wearing Assange haters and the MAGA hat wearing Assange lovers are now on the same side on this issue, mindlessly working toward the exact same agenda, the permanent imprisonment of a truth-telling journalist. And I would say publisher. See, that's what's really dangerous about this. As the Washington Post, New York Times point out, going back to the Pentagon Papers, as they talked about Julian Assange, they said, in essence, there's not any difference. So they want to tell us that there's a difference because now this is electronic. Now this is the internet. So all of the old protections that we had, you know, for the printing press and for hard copy books, that just doesn't apply anymore. In the same way that they'll tell you the Second Amendment doesn't apply anymore because that was for when we just had muzzle-loading rifles, to which I say, you're just feeding us a line on that, right? It's not the technology. It's the tyranny. It's the human nature. It's not muzzle loaders. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. If it looks like a duck, if it walks like a duck, if it talks like a duck, you might think it's a duck. Unless you're trying to duck the issue. This is why I agree with Caitlin Johnstone that QAnon is a brilliant propaganda construct. I mean, what could possibly go wrong with somebody that you don't know who they are? They're completely anonymous, even to many of the people who are using them. And then, of course, they speak in quatrains like Nostradamus. So in case what everybody agrees that they said doesn't happen, you can always say, well, you just didn't understand the symbolism there. You just misinterpreted that. It's perfect. It's perfect. And no matter how bad things look, no matter how far we go in the wrong direction, whether it's setting by and doing nothing about the shredding and burning of the First Amendment, which is what's been happening for now nearly a year, from Alex Jones to Julian Assange, we just sat there and nothing is done. Not my deal. Not my thing. I know nothing. I know nothing about this. I'm beginning to believe that's true. And so, as she said, see, all these people on the right saying, don't worry about Julian Assange. Trump has got this covered. She said, they tell me Trump is bringing Assange to America for trial because he can only pardon him after he's been convicted. This is false. A U.S. president can pardon anybody at any time. And she points out how Richard Nixon was pardoned, of course, by Gerald Ford. He was not charged with anything. No charges had been applied. He could have been pardoned. Julian Assange could have been pardoned a long time ago. They got Hillary Clinton out there saying, well, you know, he was doing computer hacking, and that's what he's been. No. He didn't hack any computers. Didn't hack any computers. The person who got the information was Manning. And he said, well, you know, I try hacking in, you know, try this or try that. It didn't work. They didn't get in. So they came up with the charge conspiracy. So if you don't actually do anything, you just talk about the possibility of doing something. That's a conspiracy charge, except that the statute of limitations on conspiracy charges is 5 years. And this all happened back in 2010. And he's been in the embassy now for nearly 7 years. And so to get this going, they took a nonsense charge of conspiracy, and then they trumped it up with a terrorism charge to try to get it to get past the statute of limitations of 5 years. Now, if he had even been convicted of a conspiracy charge, that would be 5 years in jail. He's already served more time than that just in the embassy, not counting the years leading up to that, with all the harassment and the pursuit by the U.S. government. But then that trumped up charge of terrorism that they tried to do to extend the statute of limitations to 8 years, that doesn't hold scrutiny either, as I pointed out on Friday. It's got two conditions, neither of which are met in this. Oh, well, he used a computer. Oh, well, you know, everybody uses computers today, so therefore we've got a charge of it. No, you don't. And, it's this vague idea that he used information to retaliate I don't know. If you show where the government is acting criminally, is that retaliation? I think it's retaliation when the government locks up the whistleblowers and lets the criminals go free. And we see that happen over and over and over again. We'll be talking to Joe Bannister. He was an IRS whistleblower. They tried to lock him up. He beat that charge. And he's going to be on today with us to talk about the IRS and the income tax. But as she also pointed out, she said Trump is pursuing the imprisonment of a journalist for exposing U.S. war crimes so that he can scare off future leak publishers and set a legal precedent for their prosecution. Now, Obama doesn't get a free pass. Obama was not a good guy. Obama locked up more whistleblowers and journalists under the 1917 Espionage Act than all the other presidents combined over that 100-year period. More than all of them combined. As a matter of fact, three times as many as all of the other presidents combined. So he is no friend to the free press. He is no friend to whistleblowers. He is no friend to free speech. But this is very disturbing. And again, I just cannot believe, and when I look at the way people embrace this trust the plan nonsense, trust this 4D stuff, 4D chess, I've said this over and over again about DACA. I'm sorry, but when you use an executive order from the Obama administration that President Trump could just end immediately, when you use that as a bargaining chip for people, that is not 4D chess. It's not even good checkers. It's corrupt. Because what we're talking about here is continuing, and I don't see anybody talking about ending the welfare state, the magnet that is drawing people across the border. Instead, President Trump says, okay, well, now we'll use it as a weapon. We'll use the massive, uncontrolled, collapsed border as a weapon against my political opponents, the same way that he was going to use DACA as a weapon against them. Right? You know, give me the wall and I'll give you DACA. No, let's stop the subsidy of college education. Let's stop giving everybody who wants to come here in the world a free education at the expense of American taxpayers. Let's stop that. Because that will destroy this country. It may help President Trump or some other politician to get another term in office. But let's do some things for the good of America instead of the good of one politician for a change. So when you look at this and everybody making excuse for President Trump, well, he's just playing 4D chess. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. Here's what Gore Vidal had to say in the book that Julian Assange was caring. And of course, remember that Gore Vidal was part of the establishment, part of the inside. He is a cousin of Al Gore, I think, or some, I think they're cousins. The Gore, his grandfather was U.S. Senator Thomas Pryor Gore, Democrat of Oklahoma. He was very smart. His father had created the NORAD system. That's why Gore Vidal said he knew right away that 9/11 was a false flag, a phony narrative, because he knew that what we were being told about that could not have happened from that perspective. In his 30s, after writing a series of mainstream novels, he decided to try his hand at historical fiction. And so one of the first books that he did was to talk about Abraham Lincoln. He questioned the motives and the wisdom of Lincoln, and he was lambasted for it. I know, because I've questioned Lincoln's motives as well and been lambasted, and also his tactics. We have created a hagiography around Lincoln that he does not deserve. I haven't read Gore Vidal's book. I've read other books about Lincoln, and I've read Lincoln in his own writing. But as he pointed out, there's a handful of men who control the media, and they are also producing the weapons. So the military-industrial complex at the time that Gore Vidal was writing this controlled the media, and they still do. The military-industrial complex created, along with DARPA and the NSA, created the internet, created the social media companies that are now being used to take back that control. There was a brief window there where they opened up and we had freedom, and we're going to have a war to try to get that back. It's really going to be a fight to get that back. It's going to require other structures that are not going to be funded and created by DARPA to get that out there. So it is going to be a fight on that. But that's what it was created for. And now after they got everybody into their ghetto, in the ghettos of Facebook, the ghettos of Google. They've shut the doors on us, and they're turning on the gas. And so the question is, are we going to be able to escape that? And one of the things that he said was that it doesn't actually make any difference whether the president's Republican or Democrat. The genius of the American ruling class is that it's been able to make the people think that they have something to do with the electing of presidents for 200 years when they've had absolutely nothing to say about the candidates or the policies or the way the country is run. That's the real 4D chess. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodine in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler. Right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is.
But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to take a look at the financial connections in this, as well as the technological connections that always seem to fold the banks and the military-industrial complex into these new developments. And I'm talking about 5G. We now have Mike Rogers. Do you remember Mike Rogers way back in 2012, 2013? He was pushing this thing called CISPA. And the acronym for that was Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. Now, who are they protecting? Oh, they were going to protect the companies that were going to turn that information over to them. And we've seen this happen many times. We've seen legislation set up to protect the vaccine manufacturers. That was in 1986. They were given legal immunity from anybody who was harmed with their products. Couldn't sue them. They said, don't worry, we'll give you some arbitration thing. They created a secret vaccine court. You can go there and get a small judgment, but of course, it's not anything that's going to stop any bad products, and that's why we have lawsuits. Because if somebody puts out something like glyphosate, or they're using asbestos in ways that are dangerous, you have lawsuits, and then that the expense of the lawsuits stops the use of that product if it's found to be doing that. It takes a few lawsuits where there's big judgments, but of course, the big judgments aren't going to be there if the money is being handed out in an arbitration system run by the government and not a single penny is going to be paid by the big pharmaceutical companies. It's going to be paid by you, the taxpayer, for anyone that they say is damaged or killed from vaccines. And, of course, they've handed out $110 million in the first quarter of 2019, but that was to a lot of different people, a lot of people. It's not like it is with the glyphosate, the Roundup. Trials. We've had $260 million, I think. I'm just going from memory. I think it's $260 million judgment and $80 million judgment. But this is a lot of people, and all these people combined who are injured for life. Some of them died from vaccines that they took. They combined only got $110 million, but that was just in one quarter, and they've handed out billions of dollars in injuries over the last 30 years, but it's a small fraction of what it would have been, and not a single penny is paid by the people who produce that. Then, of course, go another 10 years, 1996, the telecommunications companies were given legal immunity from any health effects from antenna clusters, and so they can put those antenna clusters in elementary schools if they want to. And we've seen then resulting cancer clusters in those elementary schools. But they're legally immune. Can't be sued. And so then we look at CISPA. And this is a Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. The intention of this was to make sure that the various internet companies that collect information about you when you deal with them, they're going on the legal fiction that that information belongs to those companies that you voluntarily turned it over to them and gave them that information about you, so that's their property, and the government doesn't have to get a search warrant to get that information from those companies. And they've got Supreme Court decisions that go back to when the government first began spying on American citizens prior to the Church Committee hearings. That's why we have the FISA Court, the FISA Act, and so forth, is because the CIA and the NSA were already spying on Americans using old-style phones and wiretaps without search warrants. And they said, we just got the PIN number here, so we just picked this up because that's information that belongs to AT&T. And they're willing to give it to us, so we're going to take that. Well, when it comes to the internet companies, they had legal liability, even though they were not going to be criminally prosecuted for that. A lot of people could sue them for violating their privacy. So CISPA was set up to make sure that there weren't going to be any civil suits against these Stasi internet companies that basically were snitching on you to the government. Make sure they could turn this over to the government, that they would be protected from any lawsuits from citizens whose privacy was violated. And they tried selling that in a number of ways, a number of different times. They put CISPA up twice. They had PIPA. They had ACTA. And then finally, after all the opposition from Aaron Swartz ended with his quote-unquote suicide, he was arrested over some trumped-up charges out of Harvard University. We're told that he was so distraught over that that he committed suicide, even though he had refused, according to the husband of the prosecutor there in the area. Ortiz was her name. She was the federal prosecutor who was coming after him. They weren't going to even charge, press charges at the local level. I said, are you kidding? He didn't take anything of any value, and it was just, he was just accessing the library there. There was nothing malicious about it. No damage done there. We're not going to charge that. So they got the federal government involved. And they came after him, and it was widely reported that he was facing 30 years in jail or whatever. But he was pushing, he was an activist. He'd shut down CISPA several times. And he committed suicide, and the narrative was, well, he was concerned that he was going to go to jail. Ortiz's husband, in her defense, tweeted out, he was offered just a couple of months in jail as a plea bargain, and he turned it down. He was going to fight. And then he took that down after everybody started reporting it. But it was out there. It was on Twitter. So this guy was a fighter. I don't believe that he committed suicide. But regardless, after he was gone, they were able to run a version of this through. They took out the P for protection. They didn't want you to really know what it was about. So they called it CISA, not CISPA. And now we have the same guy, Mike Rogers, who when we go back and we look at it, he was back in 2013. He was lying just like James Clapper. He's a Republican. He was head at the time of the House Intelligence Committee. And he was pushing this legal mechanism to enable corporations to spy on you. And he was insisting that the only people who opposed CISPA were 14-year-olds living in their parents' basement. Turns out that his wife was president and CEO of a company, a security defense contractor company that was going to benefit from CISPA and from a lot of these other issues. And now he's with a think tank, and he's now pushing, guess what, 5G. That's why I went into all of these different issues about legal immunity. Legal immunity for turning over information they've collected on you. Legal immunity for damaging your health with cell phone antennas or damaging your health with vaccines. And we know that there is a major component of 5G problem with that, and that is the health issue. A lot of concern about that. Many scientists have said this is nothing but an unprecedented human experiment on what it's going to do to people's health. We've had one study that's been done on rats, but for the most part, they don't care because they don't have to. They got the 1996 law. And so you fold all this stuff together, and you got now Mike Rogers with a think tank with the Heritage Foundation saying, think about going from a garden hose or the weak pump to a fire hose. That's what 5G is going to be. It's going to allow them to collect so much more information on you, and they can kill you at the same time. I mean, how can you pass up a deal like this? Well, you can't. It is the perfect storm for the military-industrial complex in the deep state. Soft kill and complete surveillance, all in one package.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go.
InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me any time you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we look at 5G, and as Mike Rogers, the guy who legalized and took away the liability of corporations that spy on you, is now saying 5G is a bigger deal. It's a much bigger deal. And there's going to be much more of that. As a matter of fact, a lot of people who were brought into Sidewalk Labs, Google's smart city test that they're doing just outside of Toronto. Many of those people were brought into that saying, oh, it's going to be green. It's going to be sustainable. It's going to be the smart city of the future. And then they realized that they were the product. They realized that everything that they did was going to be monitored and sold by Google. And if you go to the next step, which the left doesn't really seem to worry about, because they always think that government is a benevolent dictator. It's not. You and I should also be worried about the fact that this information is going to be turned over to the government. And it's going to be used to do human domain analytics to map and to anticipate what people are going to do. That's the really dangerous thing. Not so much that they're going to use it to try to sell me a car that I may or may not want. They don't even want to sell you cars anymore. They want to take your cars. But they'll sell you some cornflakes in the future smart city. Probably cornflakes that are filled with sawdust and cancer-causing chemicals. But it's the 5G itself. They've got the cancer-causing chemicals right there. We're going to have 5G. It's going to bring us so many advancements, promises. Mike Rogers, you know, artificial intelligence, self-driving cars, all those things that you don't want, but they want you to have. And why is it that we don't want this? You know, there's a program that is coming out. It's an Amazon show called The Feed. It's premiering at the at Cannes this week, the Cannes Film Festival. It's done by the same creator of The Walking Dead. And it's another science fiction show, kind of like we've seen with Black Mirror. If you remember, there was great, before any of this stuff came out about social media credit and so forth, there was the episode from Black Mirror. It had Ron Howard's daughter. What's her name? I can't remember her name. She was in Jurassic Park reboot. Anyway, she was getting, it was a situation where everybody was instantaneously ranked with social credits. And you could see everybody's social credits looking at your phone. And that controlled whether or not you were going to be able to get a particular apartment or to get a job. You had to have a certain social credit rating. Exactly what we see going on. There's a picture of it right there. Exactly what we see going on right now in China. And that episode was called Nosedive. Now, this particular one is called The Feed. And it shows the near future where we can share our emotions, our thoughts, and what we see with our eyes on the social network that is embedded in our brains. Again, folks, understand that the social networks, that the internet, that all these brain projects are all projects of DARPA. Now, of course, they'll always tell us, we're just trying to read your mind and erase memories and implant memories of things that you never had. We're just trying to do that to help the soldiers that have been damaged in our illegal undeclared wars that we have constantly now. We're not going to stop the wars, but we're going to come up with really creepy brain modification, brain reading, brain controlling, memory erasing, memory implanting technology. That's going to be our solution. And so she said, you may think that this sounds far-fetched, but it's not. Yeah, we've got hundreds of millions of dollars that are being spent by DARPA, by the Brain Initiative, by Obama and so forth, to map and to detail how we can control people's brains. Because, folks, we are their lab rats. And when you look at all this and you look at it in the context of 5G, that should really get you concerned. I mean, either the health issues or the issues of freedom and dignity, either one of those by themselves should be enough to say we're not doing 5G. But when you look at them combined, what in the world are we doing here? She points out it's not far-fetched. She said Elon Musk and Facebook are already developing the technology portrayed in the show, and that's the stuff that they're showing us. What they're not showing us is what DARPA and the CIA and others are doing with their hundreds of millions of dollars of research from the federal government. I am not a Luddite when it comes to technology. I've always loved technology. I got a degree in electrical engineering because I love technology, but I love technology that empowers the people, not a handful of individuals who are going to use that technology to rule over us. That's precisely what Zbigniew Brzezinski was talking about back in the 1970s. We talked about how a technocratic elite were going to use their technological advantage to rule us all. That's what we were warned about with Eisenhower and his military-industrial complex speech. It's not just a military-industrial complex, but he was also warning us that all research would be taken over by that military-industrial complex, that they would take over the universities, they would take over the research, they would take over the technology. And then 10, 15 years later, we got Zbigniew Brzezinski saying, yeah, this is the political structure that we'll roll out with that. You know, we'll consolidate people with trade blocks, then we'll do that in three different regions, you know, North America, Europe, Asia, and then we will have a common trading block, and then we'll make it more of an economically strong union, and then we will use that to create a political union, and then we will unite all three of those regions in a world government ruled by a technocratic elite. That's where this is going. So, as I point out, Elon Musk, she said, is developing a neural lace computer that covers the entire brain to be able to read your thoughts. Facebook has been working on something similar in a place called Building 8, where they put all their secret projects. She says, we've seen dystopian shows like this before, but never like this. She said it's a very realistic portrayal of what happens when we let technology control us, and that's the direction we're headed. See, that's the problem I have with this. The problem is technology going to control you, or are you going to control the technology? Is government going to control you, or are you going to control the government? The government will control you if it has technology that controls you. If it's got a monopoly on that technology, it will use it to control you. She said, just take a look at what's happening right now. She said, we can't let go of our iPhones. We've got them constantly. Can you imagine if they can jack into your brain and make it more instantaneous? If they can create a virtual reality for you? We're in enough of a virtual reality right now, aren't we? Constantly looking at our iPhones? That's the negative side of all of this. And then we see the Easter eggs that were put in. Were they really joking? Facebook, you know, they bought Oculus Rift, the VR headset. And tens of thousands of VR controllers contain bizarre hidden inscriptions warning, quote, Big Brother is watching you, or the Masons were here, and other ominous messages. Easter eggs that they put in there. Are they Easter eggs, or are they just taunting you? Yeah, that's the real question. And then in Estonia. Estonia is really a very special case in point. Estonia took the lead in a digital citizenship, in a Mark of the Beast type of thing. And they are constantly pushing the envelope there in that small former Balkan and satellite state of the Soviet Union. And now they're building a robot judge because I said, you know, we just got too many cases and a legal backlog. You know, we can just create an AI and the AI can just zip through these things in no time at all. Forget about your due process, right? We can have artificial intelligence judges. We can have artificial intelligence politicians writing our laws. And then we can have AI robotic judges that are going to be applying those rules to us. Yeah, tell me about those rules again for robots. Asimov's rules for robots. Yeah, it's exactly the opposite, isn't it? We're the ones who are going to have the rules imposed upon us, because the people who make the rules are the rulers, aren't they? If the robots are making the rules, we have turned over our lives to the robots. When we come back, we're going to talk about how we've turned over our lives to the bankers, to the Federal Reserve, to the IMF. The fingerprints of the IMF and the Federal Reserve are all over this open border policy and the takedown of the First Amendment with Julian Assange. I'll make that connection when we come back. Stay with us.
There are thousands of ideologies out there. Hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night. That sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Al, Doug, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Sachs released a very detailed report this last Saturday. Goldman Sachs economists say that they believe that the president has a narrow window in a close call election. They said it's significant to see that at this point in time. And of course, what we're looking at here is now a friendly, compliant Federal Reserve that's now willing to create a bigger economic bubble. We've got a friendly establishment attorney general, Barr, who's now pushing back against President Trump's enemies who've been given a free rein for the last 2 years. And he's also facing a radicalized, very large field of competitors in the Democrat Party, none of them really coming to the forefront with this. So in light of all that, the Goldman economists believe that his first term incumbency advantage and the relatively strong economic performance have Trump as a favorite in their eyes. But we should pay attention to what Alan Greenspan is saying. He says the economy is going to start to fade very dramatically. Why? He says. Very different than what you see most people talking about. Greenspan is talking about the entitlement burden. Now, why would that be the case? Do you think that when we have a massive influx of people flooding across the border unimpeded, the average immigrant coming across is going to cost a fortune in their lifetime in terms of welfare? They said that, you know, we got 100,000 people, again, about equivalent to the city that Mayor Pete Buttigieg is mayor of, South Bend, Indiana. That's about 100,000 people. We had more than that, slightly more than that, come across just in March that they know of, that they know of. And as Steve Camerata of the Center for Immigration Studies, he's the director of research there, he says their research shows that each and every one of these illegal aliens over the course of their lifetime cost American taxpayers about $70,000. So multiply $70,000 times 100,000 each month. You're starting to talk about some real money there over a period of time, right? And So that's adding to our liability of about $700 million a month that we're adding there. Of course, that is the plan, isn't it? We've talked about this a long time. It's obvious common sense that you can't have a welfare state that you extend to the entire world. Say, anybody who wants to come here gets a free education at our expense. You won't have the American dream, the home, because you're going to have to pay taxes to build schools for all those kids coming across. And it's not just the kids that you're going to be paying for. There's other aspects of welfare involved in that. And Cloward and Piven understood that. That's why they invited open immigration and the combination of the welfare state, so they could take down the American capitalist system and rebuild their socialist utopia. You combine the welfare system with open borders, that's what you get. And now we got Alan Greenspan saying that. He said the economic growth won't last under the burden of growing entitlement programs. He said without any major change in entitlements, they're going to rise. Why? Because the population is aging, he says. Well, so he's going to put it all on Social Security. So we got to cut the payments to the Americans who are here, but we have to incentivize the people who are children in foreign countries or the poor in foreign countries. We have to incentivize them coming in. But let's cut off the payments to the people who have paid into Social Security all their life. Let's not provide for the tens of thousands of disabled vets who are on the street. No, let's take care of all the illegal aliens first who are coming into our country. Let's not cut the tuition, for example, of individuals who want to go to college in your state. Because if, you know, you only get in-state tuition in the state that you live in, unless you are an illegal alien, then you've got your pick of a lot of different states that will offer in-state tuition if you're not a citizen. And so it's not just Social Security. It's the Democrat pensions as well. Democrats have been setting up state pensions in Illinois, California, New York. They have a massive unfunded pension liability for their state employees. But let's not talk about that. Greenspan wants to simply talk about Social Security. And that's a big part of it, but that's not the biggest part of it. World Tribune headline says, much of the $33 billion that immigrants send south has been expedited by a U.S. government program. Oh, really? You know, we've had a lot of talk last week. Individuals saying, well, I think one of the things that we need to do is to make sure that people that are here can't freely send money back to Mexico or to Central America or whatever using the banking system. And when I saw that, I said, okay, well, that's fine, but why don't we do the easy stuff first? Can't we get a consensus amongst Americans that we don't pay welfare for anybody who decides that they want to crash our border? Why do they then become our dependents? Anybody in the world. Can't we start with that first? Instead of making work a privilege, instead of setting up E-Verify so we all got to get our Mark of the Beast number from Washington and permission for every job that we get? And yet the people who come here for welfare just hand it out. It's a right. Work is a privilege. Granted, if you got that special number, but welfare is a right. And so when we look at this program where they're sending money back, they point out that this is in 2018, Mexican immigrants in the U.S. sent a record $33.5 billion back home. Much of that cash flow could have funded the border wall was enabled by a program operated by the U.S. Federal Reserve. Now, that's not the government, folks. The U.S. Federal Reserve is not the government. It is not. It is a private agency. The program is called Directo a Mexico, sends marketing materials to immigrant workers in the U.S., regardless of their legal status, reported Judicial Watch. So here is a Federal Reserve program. Doesn't care if you're legal or illegal. They just want you to use their services. Why? Because they're private and they're making money off of this. The program is promoted as, quote, the best way to send money home, offering more pesos for every dollar. And during the 2016 campaign, President Trump proposed a plan to get Mexico to fund the border wall by cutting off remittance payments from Mexican migrants in the U.S. But the Federal Reserve special program is not mentioned as part of that plan. Oh, why would that be? Well, because they are not the government. They're doing their own thing. And you give the Federal Reserve their due, and they'll do favors for you, like artificially inflate the bubble economy. Federal Reserve also provides participating U.S. financial institutions with Spanish language promotion materials. Mexico's central bank reported that 104 million transactions were executed in 2018, 6 million more than the previous year. So it's a 6% increase. When did this program with the Federal Reserve start? It started under Republican George W. Bush. And then interesting, isn't that? In the first year, Mexico topped $20 billion, and the Federal Reserve reports double-digit percentage growth for the past several years. Federal Reserve, folks, is why we have an income tax. They put those two things in there at the same time. They wanted to make sure that they had some way that we could pay the interest charges, and that's about what we do with the income tax. It's just about the interest charges on the note that keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger as they continue to assert ownership over everything in this country. All right, folks, we got to take a break, and we're going to be coming back, and in the next hour we're going to be talking to Joe Bannister about the income tax in the IRS. He was a criminal investigator for them. He's written a book. He'll be our guest in the next hour. If you want to support InfoWars, don't forget that we've got a spring super sale special. We got free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points. That means if you get, for all the money that you spend, you earn Patriot points now at the double rate. You'll get 10% off in future purchases down the line. And we have not just free shipping store-wide, but we have discounts of 50, 55, and 60% store-wide. We've got, for example, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. The fan favorite is now backed by popular demand, and that original Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine formula is now 55% off, along with all Super Blue products. That's our toothpaste, mouthwash, other items that are nano silver. And we also have 60% off Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, Bod Ease, our all-natural anti-inflammatory product, all of those 60% off. Take a look at the specials that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, you are our sponsor, and you are the ones who keep us in business. All right, got just about 30 seconds. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the welfare angle on this. As we see more and more caravans organizing, have you noticed, because some people have you noticed that these people are sporting cell phones, brand name clothing, as we've got thousands of people massed together to come across the border? They're not starving. Many of them are quite obese, as a matter of fact, and they're coming for economic reasons. Your money. They want free stuff, not freedom. It's a very different world from the Ellis Island experience. We'll be right back.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and how great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in a bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 90-95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor's 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information's explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. The question is, if we're going to continue the welfare state, of course, it's going to bankrupt us. Alan Greenspan is right about that. The only threat from the welfare state is not simply Social Security. Social Security was set up originally in Germany by Bismarck. They picked the age of 65 because that was life expectancy. It was a lie. It was a Ponzi scheme from the get-go. And the only reason it's in trouble now is because life expectancy has increased a little bit. And that's why they're talking about that. But we've got unfunded pension liabilities, but we have a massive welfare state. And we're encouraging people from other countries to come here. The American Thinker points out, sporting cell phones, brand name clothes, and babies, another 1,000-strong migrant caravan heads for the U.S. Many of them have brand new clothes on. Virtually all of them have expensive cell phones. This is how you know you're poor in America. You've got an expensive cell phone. Many go for brand name traveling gear. The very poor of countries like Honduras and certainly the overseas country nationals who may be joining them do not have the means to migrate. So these people who were coming, as we saw before, remember when we had that poster child of separation? Remember when they used Photoshop to separate the crying baby from the mother who was standing there? That baby was never separated from the mother, but they did it with Photoshop. And then they put that isolated, separated baby from Photoshop. They Photoshopped that baby with President Trump, who was looking down at the baby, scowling at him. And that mother had taken $6,000 from her husband, who had a pretty good job in, I think it was Honduras, not El Salvador. I think she was in Honduras. But she took $6,000 and abandoned the father with the baby. He said, I would never have subjected that kid to that risk because that is a very dangerous journey. So she takes the child, takes the money, quite a lot of money. They're not the poorest of the people in Honduras for them, and use that to get into America. And as I said, Center for Immigration Studies Director of Research pointed out that every illegal alien over the course of their lifetime cost American taxpayers about $70,000. And this is the way it works. He said that excludes the cost of their U.S.-born children. And if you add the U.S.-born children in, it gets much bigger. Once an illegal alien has a child, they can then get cash welfare on behalf of the U.S.-born children, the anchor babies. Once they have a child, they can live in public housing. Once they have a child, they can receive food stamps on behalf of that child. That's how it works. And so you've got some Republicans who have responded to this. They call it the RAISE Act. They would cut illegal immigration levels in half, and they would convert the immigration system to favor well-educated foreign nationals. But do you notice what's missing here? They're not cutting the welfare to people coming here to this country. When people came in at the turn of the century, there was no welfare state. We did have health quarantine, but now we don't have that. Now we quarantine the people who don't get vaccines. But we don't quarantine the people coming into this country, really. And we have a welfare system that acts as a magnet for this, a welfare system that is frequently gamed. Here's the latest example of this in New Jersey. We have a couple that have been accused of $4.5 million in a food stamp fraud scheme. The store owner, Ibrahim Zugbi, is a new American store owner. And we have seen this scam before, folks, most frequently done in Minnesota with the Somali community. They use scams in terms of food stamps. They use scams in terms of child welfare payments. They get cash. They send it back and launder it through the Sharia governments back in Somalia. They've done that to a massive extent. Here's another one of these examples that is happening in New Jersey. Both defendants exchange money for SNAP benefits. That's the food stamp program. We'll be right back. We'll have Joe Bannister joining us to talk about that other scam, the income tax. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. It's April the 15th, and it's time for us to talk a little bit about the IRS, about the income tax. Talk a little bit about the Federal Reserve, how they are profiting off of the open borders. You know, we've got the International Monetary Fund, then the connections between it and the military-industrial complex, very well documented in previous and recent leaks by WikiLeaks. So we see the banking system is at the center, of course, of the efforts to control the people and to establish a world government, working with the military-industrial complex, working to manipulate our currency and to manipulate all Americans. And it began, as I said at the beginning of the program, it began with a system where, don't worry, we're only going to tax the 1% of the 1%, and it's only going to be on their interest income. So it's not on any wages or anything. And then this whole thing has gradually metastasized like a cancer, to where now it is on each and every one of us. Our guest, Joe Bannister, is the first and still only IRS Criminal Investigation Division special agent ever to investigate allegations of deceitful, illegal conduct by the agency. So he was a criminal investigator for the IRS, and then he found out the criminals were inside the IRS. And he weathered a lot of persecution. We're going to talk to him about that, and we're going to talk about his new book, Investigating the Federal Income Tax, A Report to the American People. And you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. So joining us now is Joe Bannister. Thank you for joining us, Joe.
Hi, David. Great to be with you again. And lots of prayers. We're coming to you from the Bannister household.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I got the message, and I really do appreciate that. And it makes a big difference. It really does. And we're so happy that you beat this rap here, because we have seen over and over again, the whistleblowers are the ones who get hammered, who get arrested, who get charged. We saw that with the NSA whistleblowers. We saw that with the CIA whistleblower, John Kiriakou, talking about torture there. And, of course, they did that to you as well. Tell us a little bit about your history before we get into the book here, so that people who haven't seen you before, you've been on InfoWars many, many times, but just give us a brief history of how you got to the point you are in your life right now.
Thank you. Well, I first started coming on InfoWars when I had brown hair, so it's been like 20 years. But basically, I started out being a CPA working in the private sector. Quickly learned that it was going to be a real boring career. And meanwhile, I had a lot of family and friends who were in law enforcement, and I decided to join together my financial and accounting and tax expertise with law enforcement. And so, of course, there's certain alphabet soup agencies that love those ingredients. So I applied to the IRS Criminal Investigation Division and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The FBI is actually the agency that I have my heart set on. And remember, this is back in the late 80s, early 90s. So back when the FBI might have a little better reputation, although probably not so much. They've always been the same. It's just what we've discovered about them.
Yeah, it was a little bit closer to the Efren Zimbalist Jr. TV show that was put together by Jack Hoover. That did a great job of PR for them.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I, of course, you know, you and I are similar age. So we, you know, there was a time when the FBI, well, you know, there's still a lot of great people that believe in the oath they took, et cetera. So I was one of those people. And the FBI had a hiring freeze back at the time when Newt Gingrich was Speaker of the House. Otherwise, I, you know, really all the indications were that I was going to be sent to Quantico, Virginia to become an FBI special agent. But due to the hiring freeze, I was put in this holding pattern. And meanwhile, I had also applied to the IRS Criminal Investigation Division. And that was, you know, certainly my second choice because who wants to work for the IRS? But, you know, I had a lot of tax.
We all work for the IRS, Joe.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to, but we all work for the IRS. Yeah.
Yeah. One way or the other. So anyway, the way it worked out, I ended up getting offered a job at the San Francisco office of the IRS Criminal Investigation Division. I grew up in San Jose, about 50 miles to the south of San Francisco. So I was offered the job August of 93. In November of 1993, I was sworn in as an IRS special agent. Maybe, I don't know, your listeners probably know, but, you know, the IRS has like 2,500 to 3,000 of these IRS criminal investigators, carry a gun and a badge. They have really, in view of the federal government, the same authority, GS 1811 series. So FBI special agents, Secret Service special agents, IRS special agents, there's a certain minimum, you know, standard that they have to meet. So for IRS, though, the jurisdiction is thankfully more limited to money laundering, income tax. But, of course, those are really the lifeblood of every living person, whether criminal or not.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And, you know, we've kind of seen some of the structures that are really taking America down really began with the IRS. I mean, besides the IRS code itself, the idea that the IRS would be able to write regulations that had the effect of law, and then that they would have an armed bureaucracy to enforce those laws. Now we've seen that move to a lot of other organizations. BLM used to not even be armed, and then at one point they started getting sidearms, and then they became a paramilitary organization. A few years ago, we had the Department of Education. I remember Washington Post one year said, why do they have all these RFPs in here for military, paramilitary and SWAT team equipment and everything. And this is about a year later. You had a SWAT team hit a family for the mother who owed a student loan, and she had skipped out on the family just like she skipped out on a loan. But they pulled the entire family out in a pre-dawn raid and had them face down on the ground looking for the mother who owed a student loan. So this kind of tactic that we've seen given to the IRS where they can write their own laws, where they can, you know, use any kind of law enforcement, that has now metastasized all throughout the federal bureaucracy to every kind of agency.
That's right. And, of course, you know, probably if you look at mission creep in the dictionary, there's got to be an entry, part of the entries about the IRS and the income tax. And, of course, as you were talking about the bankers and the people that really run things, they're in it for the long game, aren't they?
Yeah.
They can plan, and if it takes 100 years to get things cooking the way they want, they're happy to do that. And, of course, the thing that changed me, of course, was the paper trail. The paper trail is what the government uses to go after citizens, but it is a two-way street. It's one of the few two-way streets where you can actually use the paper trail to show the government's wrongdoing. And that mission creep is an interesting process. And, of course, if we have time, I could get a little deeper into it.
Oh, yeah, we do have time. And I want to talk about it's not just the fact that they write the laws. It's not just the fact they have their own police agency. But it's also the fact that because it is regulatory law, it operates from the perspective that you don't have any presumption of innocence or any real due process. And now we've seen that applied with the war on drugs and civil asset forfeiture and so forth. We've seen that applied in so many different aspects of our life. We even see it in the actions of CPS. It's now become, they've kind of been the template and the forerunner for this kind of overthrow of our representative government for quite some time. Those tactics have now been embraced across the spectrum from the federal government, and that is metastasizing out in these various state agencies as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's why I listen to you and watch you all the time, David, because you know what's going on. The administrative state is what the state relies on to grind us up into little pieces. The judicial branch never sees, you know, 98% of what goes on in the administrative state. And, of course, the IRS relies on that heavily. And it's just to the detriment of all citizens as far as their due process. Of course, the courts dismissed the administrative state, saying, well, you know, you get your due process over there in that department. So, you know, there's no need for us to really scrutinize it. And of course,
all right, we got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Joe Bannister again, first and still the only IRS Criminal Investigation Division special agent to ever become a whistleblower. He's got a new book, Investigating the Federal Income Tax, A Report to the American People. You can find it at InfoWarsStore.com, and you'll find Joe Bannister on with me right after this commercial break. We're going to talk a little bit more about what he saw there and what you need to know about the income tax. We'll be right back.
There are thousands of ideologies out there. Hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night. That sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the super male in you. Super male vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
We're talking to Joe Bannister, and he's got a new book out, Investigating the Federal Income Tax, A Report to the American People. He is, again, the first and still only IRS Criminal Investigation Division special agent to become a whistleblower. And you can find out more information about Joe and about his book at agentfortruth.com. He also has another website, freedomabovefortune.com. So you can get information about Joe, about his book there. We also sell the book, Investigating the Federal Income Tax, A Report to the American People. We sell that at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're going to talk a little bit more to Joe about what he saw at the IRS. We've been talking about the administrative state. We've been talking about how the IRS has become the template for the expansion of government in many unconstitutional ways. We've now got all these different agencies that write the laws that we live under, not our representatives. We now have a system of regulation without representation. You have the Congress, just as Nancy Pelosi said, we got to pass the law, we got to pass Obamacare to find out what's in it. And we've had the same thing happen with the Consumer Financial Protection Board. They create this massive new bureaucracy, and then they put the people in there and say, write the regulations. And then what gets even worse is they say that because these are regulations, if you violate them, you've violated a civil law. And because it's a civil law and not a criminal law, then you don't have any presumption of innocence. You don't get any due process. You go to the courts that are run by these various agencies. You know, you go to the EPA's tribunal or whatever. And they've got armed officers to enforce the rules that they've created. And the bottom line is, if somebody makes the rules for you, they are the ruler. So we're being ruled by these bureaucracies. That is a big part of the deep, dark, broad state that is oppressing each and every one of us. So I want to talk a little bit more to Joe about how he got here on this journey. Again, he went there wanting to go to the FBI, but they had a hiring freeze, so he went with the IRS and became a criminal investigation lawyer there. So tell us a little bit more about what you saw there, Joe, at the IRS that caused you to become a whistleblower. Well,
I spent about 5.5 years at the IRS in total, and I really expected to spend a full 20-year career at the IRS. And, you know, it wasn't because I enjoyed shaking people down for their meal receipts. I mean, we were working on very high-level money laundering and tax investigations. And, you know, to this day, I have no problem with financial investigations. It's an amazing tool, but it's who's targeted, you know, by those investigations. So, mm-hmm. 3 years into my career at the IRS, I was listening to a talk radio show in the San Francisco Bay Area, and this woman, D.V. Kidd, perhaps you or your listeners have heard of her, she was talking about the income tax, and I thought my ears perked up because I'm like, wow, I'd like to hear more about this. And then she began to talk about how the income tax was a scam, and I thought, wow, I've kind of liked this show the last couple of years that I've listened, but why would they have this crazy guest on here? And so that began about a 2-year off-duty, you know, weekends look and investigation into what she claimed that day on the radio. And, of course, she was just referring to a few things. I sent away for some booklets that she had where there was more information, learned about, you know, the Federal Reserve and income tax, how they were both passed into law in 1913, no coincidence.
Yeah.
You know, so many details.
Yeah, if you look at how much we're paying for our government that continues to get bigger and bigger, and the gap between what is actually paid for the, you know, what the government does and what it spends keeps getting larger and larger. The annual deficit continues to grow there. And of course that all accumulates into the annual and the combined debt that we have. But it's a good thing that we don't pay for all the government that we're getting, right? Because we wouldn't be able to afford it. It's only about a quarter of it. I mean, we're really, for the most part, it's a simplification, but you can kind of think of it as the income tax paying the interest to the banks as we go further and further in debt to them. And that's kind of the way I think of it. But your comment, I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right on. I mean, I think a lot of people can understand when they get those checks in the mail for their credit card. And, you know, you can write a check for $1,000, $2,500, $5,000. And it's like, wow, I could just write this check, deposit it in my bank account. And I've got all this money. Mm-hmm. And then you see the interest rate. And then when you find out you can't pay that bill, you start asking for more checks.
Yeah.
So in order to pay the interest on the borrowed money that you borrowed in the past, and you can never pay back the principal. And so,
and we as a country are addicted to that kind of debt, just like somebody who's got out of control credit cards. A very good analogy, Joe.
That's right. And if people could understand, I'm sure many of your listeners do because they're on the ball, that all the currency, the money that's in circulation, the Federal Reserve notes, are borrowed into existence.
Mm-hmm.
So if all the federal debt was paid back, there'd be no money in circulation. So people need to understand when they talk about a debt-based monetary system that all the money is borrowed into existence. There's some interest paid on it, and in a real money system, that wouldn't be the case. So it, you know, from the get-go, it's a scam.
What we were always told in economics classes and macroeconomics, you know, it didn't really matter. It wasn't like it is with your credit card, you know, because that's money that you got to pay back with interest. But this is just money that we owe ourselves, said the Keynesians. And we know that's not true because it's money that's owed to private investors, but it's owed to other governments as well. It's owed to China. It's owed to the Saudis and so forth. And now we have this new theory, because that's starting to get a little bit long in the tooth. They've got a new theory called the modern monetary theory, which the socialists are using when people question them and say, well, how are you going to pay for this massive welfare system that you want to do? You want to provide health care for everybody. It's going to, you know, this other program here, your Green New Deal, is going to cost $60 trillion. How are you going to pay for it? Well, we have this modern monetary theory, and it's really kind of like a magic monetary theory, isn't it? I mean, it's just out of thin air they do it. And you're talking about how they can just print this money. It's just debt circulation. But this is a mounting a debt. It's a giant bubble that they've created for this economy.
That's right. And, you know, we talked about before the long game. What we really need to do, and one of the reasons I like InfoWars and your show, is that you guys are looking at it from a long game perspective. And you're telling people what's coming in a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, rather than just reacting to something that the globalists and the powers that be implemented, you know, 20, 50, 100 years ago. You're giving people an opportunity to see the long game before it unfolds. And that's really the best strategy we can have to try to combat this, because if we're always retroactively finding out what they did to us 20, 50 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a very good strategy.
And we know what they did to us when they took us off the constitutional gold standard and they created a fiat currency with the support of the Saudis. And now that alliance is starting to look shaky. And there are challenges that are being put against that. If we lose that fiat currency, the petrodollar, then economic reality is going to hit us very rapidly. And we're likely to see the same types of things that we've seen in Zimbabwe and Venezuela and so forth. That is the real crisis that has been created by the income tax and by the Federal Reserve. We're going to talk about the investigations against individuals when we come back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us on this April 15th is Joe Bannister. Again, he worked for the IRS in criminal investigation. He's a special agent, a whistleblower. They came after him. We'll talk more about that, but and we'll also talk about his book, Investigating the Federal Income Tax, A Report to the American People. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also find more information from Joe Bannister at his websites, agentfortruth.com and also freedomabovefortune.com. Those website domains should tell you something about the orientation of Joe Bannister, a great man of integrity, as we've always seen with these whistleblowers. Anybody that's going to risk their life, their freedom, not go along with the system, but try to expose things that they see wrong, whether you're talking about NSA whistleblowers, CIA whistleblowers, or whistleblowers at the Bureau of Land Management. I mean, we owe a great debt of gratitude to people who put their lives on the line to tell the American people the truth. And that's what we're seeing here with Julian Assange as well. But I want to get to, I've got a quick question before we get to the book, Joe, and that is the mania that we see about people wanting to get President Trump's tax returns. And we understand how complex the IRS law is to start with. Anybody who calls the IRS and has a question about something, and they always disavow any responsibility for any answers that they put out there because, as I forget who said it, but somebody said, a law that is sufficiently complex is the same as having no law at all. So you might go to one person, and because nobody even really understands the law, you might get an answer from one person, and they might be fine with something. You go to somebody else, and they, because they don't like you, or they're having a bad day, or they just have a different opinion of the law, they can completely make your life a hell. And so when you got somebody like President Trump who has a lot of different businesses, he operates internationally, you can imagine that his tax returns are going to be a minefield for him and for anybody who is a political enemy. We've seen this in the past with Richard Nixon. He had an enemies list, and that was exposed, but we've had so many presidents who've used the tax code to come after their enemies. Obama did it and actually didn't have the IRS blow the whistle on him. They were compliant with him, and they went after the Tea Party groups and so forth, slow walking their deductions and trying to punish them in other ways. But your comments about how this has been used to target individuals. You kind of alluded to that in the last segment.
Oh, well, interestingly, it happened to me. Part of an IRS special agent's background check is to have an audit. It's a requirement. So I had this revenue agent audit me during my background investigation. And it turned out the IRS auditor didn't like special agents because they made more money. They carried guns. you know, they're kind of the cool dudes in the agency and dudesses. And so this auditor proceeded to say that I owed like $5,000 in back taxes. Wow. And, you know, having come from the CPA world, I went ahead and fought. You know, they said, hey, you've got every right that a taxpayer has. So I fought it tooth and nail, and I ended up with a $1,000 refund. So
wow.
she was trying to just trip me up,
yeah.
Trying to basically smear me.
But didn't like you because you were the cool guy because you made more money. And of course, you know, that can be the personal prejudice or animosity of any agent can come into play. And the law, like you said, is so complex. You know, when you really get $1,000 back and they want to get you instead, have you pay $5,000 more.
Exactly. As far as President Trump, you know, because I have the eat, drink and sleep, the whole income tax issue. One of the things that showed me that he was a different kind of candidate was telling people, you're not seeing my tax returns. I mean, I thought that was incredibly bold. Actually, it's not that bold, but given who usually runs for president and how they have to bow to the IRS and show everything. And, you know, I just thought that was one, at least one mark that he was a different kind of candidate. Mm-hmm. And I'm thrilled that he still is saying, you're not seeing my darn tax returns.
Well, of course, they're going to be a lot more complicated than somebody who's a community organizer or somebody who's been a politician all their life, like Bernie Sanders.
Right. And it just is a target for people to, it's a target for people to shoot at. Frankly, though, you know, Trump seems to handle, you know, just on the fly. He could probably release his last 50 years tax returns and he'd still run circles around the media. But I don't blame him one bit. And again, I think it shows him as a different kind of candidate and a different kind of president. The heck with them. They don't need to see it. And like he says, the financial statements that they disclose isn't just a point in time. It's actually balance sheets and net worth and way more detailed, actually, in terms of time, the election financial statements than a tax return would be. So I think it's just much ado about nothing, but I'm really glad that he's held firm.
Well, it's just a fishing expedition, and not only is the income tax very complicated, but that complication allows these politicians to do the same thing that IRS agent did to you. They obviously don't like President Trump because they're Democrats, and they are going to try to misconstrue everything that he did, and because the tax system is so complicated, nobody's really going to understand that. And so they can tar and feather him with their own interpretation of the law. That's what makes this all so difficult, because it is such a complicated system. While we're talking about that and the intimidation of that system, talk a little bit about the intimidating tactics. You talk about that in your book, I think.
I do. They I'm so glad that InfoWars Store is carrying the book. I think it's so cool that people can go to InfoWars Store and support InfoWars and support Bannister and, take a shot at the IRS and learn more about how they've been lying to us for over 100 years. But absolutely, people are just caught flat-footed. I run into clients all the time who they don't even know what a refund is. They call it a return. They call a refund a return, and they don't even know the basic nomenclature. And I'm not criticizing them. I'm saying that the complexity is so deep that people don't even know what that check is called that they get in the mail if they've paid more in than the IRS says that they owe. So I've always been saddened, I guess, that the complexity aids the scammers.
Yes.
And I don't know how to pierce through that except to try to educate people and give them a whole bunch of, free information on my website to walk them through the same journey that I took. And of course, when I took the journey, I was already a CPA, IRS special agent. I had some background to know what all the acronyms mean. So best I can do is try to educate the public about what I've seen and how the scam works, because until enough of us get together and put a stop to this, the IRS is going to keep picking off people, like ducks in a shooting gallery.
Yes. And it is the center of their power. We're talking about the power of the American government, the petrodollar, to allow them to run up debts without ever having to really account for it, as many countries do. That is a tremendous amount of power. And it is at the center of everything that the federal government does in terms of their ability to run these deficits and so forth. So they're going to push that advantage in every way possible. They're going to use any kind of information, misinformation that they can, any kind of intimidation tactics, arm twisting, and confiscating funds out of bank accounts. Everything is on the table for them to keep this mechanism of power, isn't it?
It is, and my own friends, neighbors, anybody that I encounter, they get mad if somebody cuts them off on the street. They get mad because Hillary, bleach-bitted 30,000 emails. Those are all important things to be mad about, but, I mean, think about the trillions of dollars that have been stolen from the American people over the last, there's certainly 60 years, but the income tax has been around for over 100 years. Does that stack up on the priority list? I'm a little biased, but I think it does.
Yeah.
it takes some homework. So I know there's a lot of dedicated Americans, a lot of them that listen to your show. Just do a little homework at agentfortruth.com and you'll find out some amazing things.
All right. We've got one more segment with Joe Bannister. Stick around. We're going to talk a little bit more about his book, Investigating the Federal Income Tax. Again, you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. You get more information about Joe Bannister and what happened with him at agentfortruth.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But today, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition.
This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors they've taken, everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today, look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oils is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 capsules of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment in the show, and we've got Joe Bannister here with us. Again, the first and only, still only, IRS Criminal Investigation Division special agent ever to blow the whistle on what he saw at the IRS. And you heard in the last segment, we're talking about the complicated tax law and how easy it is when you've got a very complicated law for an individual to abuse it. This is true, and why they are coming after President Trump. He's going to have a very, very complicated system, tax filing in a very, very complicated system. But it was applied even to Joe Bannister. He was talking about an agent who was jealous of his status as a special investigator. They got paid more money. They got to carry a gun. So that person didn't like him and decided they were going to punish him in an audit. This can happen to anyone. This is one of the many problems of the income tax. We're going to have him talking more about his book and also about how the mainstream media is complicit in all this, not only in their attacks against him as a whistleblower, but what we typically see every year with their celebrity examples to intimidate the public. Before we get back to Joe, I just want to remind you not only of the book Investigating the Federal Income Tax, a report to the American people. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. But we also have our spring super sale special, free shipping store-wide, 60%, up to 60% off InfoWars Life products. We have 50, 55, and 60% off many products and double Patriot points. So you'll get up to 10% discount on future purchases when you buy these already discount, deeply discounted products at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of the favorites that we have there, 55% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We have 55% off all Super Blue products, including Super Blue Wound Gel. Again, that's a topical application, nano silver, very effective at fighting both bacteria and virus. And we have 60% off many of our most popular products, things like BrainForce Plus, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, BodEase, our all-natural anti-inflammatory product, and DNA Force, one of our most expensive to produce products. So 60% off of DNA Force Plus is a big dollar discount. Take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support. All right, Joe, as we're looking at this, talk a little bit about how the mainstream media attacked you as a whistleblower. And then I want to talk a little bit about how they use celebrities every year to intimidate the public. But how did they intimidate you when you were a whistleblower?
Well, you know, David, your show is the first that I'm going to talk about this publicly. Of course, it's in the book. Describe it in more detail. But everybody on your show or listens to your show certainly knows the name Rod Rosenstein.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a little illustration about how deep the deep state is and how if you're a leg breaker in the lower levels, they want to move you up the chain to become a leg breaker at larger levels.
Mm-hmm.
I was investigated and prosecuted between the years of 2001 to 2005. Well, guess who was the chief criminal tax prosecutor for the Department of Justice from 2001 to 2005. It was Rod Rosenstein.
Oh, he's been rewarded for that, hasn't he?
Yeah. So, you know, we're still gathering documentation on just how big his fingers were in it, but he ran it. And so all the dirty tricks that were played on me when they tried to criminally prosecute me, you know, he was the guy at the top, and he was the guy that refused to accept, even though there was a Department of Justice attorney that actually went to bat for me and said that I was a sincere person and I had sincere concerns. And they even ignored that underling, DOJ prosecutor, and prosecuted me anyway. Now, of course, I was acquitted, deservedly so. But I thought that might be a good little illustration for you about what Rod Rosenstein was doing prior to his fame currently.
Yeah, well, he was, like you pointed out, he was rewarded for that. You know, I just saw an article the other day. Let's talk a little bit about how they always have celebrity poster children for the income tax every year. I just saw a thing on Fox News, and we're talking about the royal baby that is going to be born to Meghan Markle and was it Harry, I guess, or the one that married her. But they were talking about the fact that since she was American, that the baby would be part American citizen, and therefore, unlike any other country on earth, this baby would be subject to U.S. tax bills in the future, right? And I thought, when I looked at that, I thought, boy, can you ever come up with a better picture of tax slavery and chattel property to talk about how a baby that possibly never even set foot in the United States would still be subject to their jurisdiction. And that really wasn't focused on the royal family, because they'll have the ability to avoid all this. That was really a shot across the bow at all the American expats that are abroad and all the people who want to leave the United States because of the oppressive taxation system. I think that was really a signal to them saying, you aren't escaping us.
I think you're absolutely right. The thing is, and again, there'll be more at agentfortruth.com and in the book if anybody's going to check it out. But actually, Americans who go abroad for one reason or another is actually when they would enter into the jurisdiction of the income tax. The Americans working and living in the United States, there aren't the tax laws don't embrace them. And that's the heart of the scam.
Oh, that's interesting.
Quickly, in 1913, there was a tax law passed that embraced, you know, the average American. And in 1916, the Supreme Court said that you've reached too far. The 16th Amendment did not expand federal taxing power, and you cannot tax, you know, every American. So in 1916, the Congress had to backtrack and only tax Americans working abroad or foreigners coming into the U.S. to work and things with an international connection. And so I even learned there was even evidence inside the IRS's own Internal Revenue Manual, their own Bible, the procedural Bible, confirming this. So it's interesting that you bring up about that point about an American outside the United States. That's actually where the tax is legitimately applied. But then what the government does is they use those laws that only apply in those circumstances, mm-hmm. and they have BS'd the public all these years to think that we all owe it. And, of course, they intimidate you into filing tax returns, swearing that you owe the money. But that's mm-hmm. why I'm, you know, encouraging people to take a look at agentfortruth.com and the book, because I explain how this lie has unfolded over the last 100 years.
And I remember when they'd send out the paper tax returns, it'd always be a letter from the IRS commissioner, and it would thank you for participating in the voluntary tax system. I always thought that was a very cynical lie. I mean, talk about that.
That's why the voluntary part of the reason. Tax system. Part of the reason the book is so thick is because of all the examples of how they really strangely, just oddly use the word voluntary all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I think it's just gotten to be habitual. But the reason that it's there, of course, is not because it's voluntary per se, but if there's an absence of a mandate and mm-hmm. people are still doing it, well, it's voluntary, but yeah. of course, try not volunteering and see what happens. But it's exactly. it's fascinating to look at how they use the word voluntary, and
it has a lot of similarity to what we've seen with the war on drugs as well. Because I've talked many times about how we've got a 9th and 10th Amendment, which is the same reason we had the 18th and 21st Amendment. The 18th Amendment said alcohol was going to be illegal, and the 21st Amendment made it legal again. Why did we need that? Well, we needed that because we had a 9th and 10th Amendment. It's very important that we not let them put these massive structures on us without dotting the I's and crossing the T's. And that was essentially what you were doing there in your questions to the IRS.
Right. And that's where, you know, it's all, then it's of course subject to their interpretation. You think that when I was criminally prosecuted, I looked at the books to make sure I did dot every I and cross every T, and the government claimed I didn't. And that's mm-hmm. why they took me to trial. And then thankfully with a jury trial, which is like that 2% of the opportunity to actually have a court, mm-hmm. they saw that I did dot every I and cross every T, and the government was lying to them about, you know, that I had done these false things. So it, again, I'm happy that President Trump is standing strong, because they will manipulate anything you give them. You put a target in front of them, they're going to shoot at it.
Well, it's very important for us to know what our rights are. And if you want to know about the fight that Joe Bannister got involved in, that book is Investigating the Federal Income Tax, A Report to the American People. You can find it at InfoWarsStore.com. You can find out more about Joe Bannister's fight for freedom and for truth at AgentForTruth.com and also at FreedomAboveFortune.com. Do you really put your freedom above your fortune? Joe Bannister did. It's very important that we not sell out our freedom. That is our most important possession. All right, that's it for our broadcast today. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work, work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.